L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. And Gregory guides me when I get the language wrong about the relationship between the United Kingdom, London, the capital, and Australia, Canberra, the capital. Notably, walking into the cathedral with a smile on his face was the new Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, behind the Governor General. What is significant to me is that Anthony Albanese has long expressed Republican intentions, that is to separate in some fashion from London. I don't know how. This day it didn't seem in evidence. But will that in some fashion influence AUKUS, the critical defense alliance between London and Canberra? I noted, as Gregory mentioned, Rishi Sunak. Most recently, Prime Minister Sunak has said that China is the biggest, single biggest threat to Britain's economic security. So this isn't just about threats to Australia. It's also threats to the people of England. Gregory, what to make of the Republican movement in Australia on the day of the coronation? It was quiet mostly, although there were protests. What drives it?
Well, as they say in the United States, you can prosecute a ham sandwich, and you can get a half a dozen protesters to create enough stink that they'll get arrested on almost any topic you choose, including anti-monarchy sentiments in the United Kingdom. But what's interesting was how small the anti-monarchy movement or the Republican movement was in evidence during the coronation. Now, a lot of people in Britain who may feel a Republican sentiment certainly didn't want to go out and disrupt this national day, because it is important for all of British society, and it's certainly vital to the British economy. But the opposition to the Crown in the United Kingdom is relatively small. It may be slightly larger in parts of Australia and New Zealand, and certainly Prime Minister Albanese, who's a first-generation Australian, he was born in Australia, but to immigrant parents, he has not got that same sense of attachment to the Crown that many Australians feel. Although it is interesting that in the polling, many immigrant Australians feel very, very strongly about the retention of the Crown. Last referendum in Australia, when the Crown was not that popular, that was in 1999, the support for retaining the Crown in Australia was overwhelming. Almost 60% of the voters, in a very highly politicized campaign, nonetheless voted to retain the Crown. And what Prime Minister Albanese is hoping to do is to, at some stage, introduce a referendum in Australia to throw up the idea of a constitutional change to make it a republic. Australians do not like politicians, don't trust them, and with good reason. And they tend to reject referenda of this nature. And in fact, right now, the Albanese government is considering a referendum to give a special parliament, in a sense, to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population of Australia, which represents about 1% of the population. If that referendum fails, then the Albanese government will almost certainly not attempt to float the idea of a referendum on the monarchy. Now, of course, the Governor General, who was with Prime Minister Albanese at the coronation, was General David Hurley, former Chief of Army, who is the Queen's representative or the Crown's representative in Australia. He acts as the Crown in Australia. And what we have seen in the past with the Labor government under Gough Whitlam, the Crown actually dismissed the government for failing to meet its constitutional obligations. And it was interesting that the Governor-General, who John Kerr, who dismissed Prime Minister Whitlam's government, was a former member of Gough Whitlam's cabinet. And yet once he became Governor General, his role was to safeguard the Constitution of Australia. And when the government breached the Constitution, the Governor General was obliged to call for new elections. And this was a great surprise to Queen Elizabeth at the time, who really had never contemplated using those reserve powers.
Gregory,
in the UK
we just itself. Have 30 seconds. Do you believe that this coronation effectively put the Republican cause back, or delayed the Republican cause? 30 seconds.
Yes, the coronation definitely boosted support for the Crown and diminished support for a republic in many of the realms and dominions. Not all of them, but the Crown is popular and will become increasingly popular as secular government fails.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're turning to the affairs of the People's Republic of China next. On the Move, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.